Locker room chats continuing here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. We're on to Jackson Heights. It's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawaka Fitness Center. We're joined by girls basketball coach Madison Massey. Well, coach, last week the team was still unbeaten. Well, this week it's not the case. And, you know, streaks have to come to an end at some point. But Saturday in a makeup game against ACCHS, Tigers are able to knock your team off 62-46. The 51-game league winning streak is now done. But, you know, take us back to that one. Just obviously it's a different feel, especially with your older players who haven't lost a league game in some time. Just take us through that one last Saturday a little bit.
Yeah, some of these kids, they haven't lost a game in their league in their high school experience, and that's just disappointing. It's a tough loss. We played really well in the first half. We kept it neck and neck. We were making good decisions offensively, and our defense was speeding them up. And then when we got to that third quarter, we just really struggled. They hit 7 threes, 10 total in the game, and quick one-step shots, one dribble shots, one pass shots. We struggled running an offense, and that's really what dug us a hole. And then once we figured it out, we couldn't dig ourselves out. So pretty disappointing, but I thought that Kaylee Thompson really stepped up with her leadership. She fought all the way to the end and really had that "let's go get them, let's go, we can do this" attitude, and that really helps to have on your team when things aren't going your way necessarily.
Well, now you just start a new streak. That's basically all you can do, and you did on Tuesday night. Big time win over Oskaloosa, 68-33. So more than certainly getting back on track after the loss to ACCHS. Did you feel a different type of energy maybe going into that game, or maybe a different kind of sense of urgency?
Yeah, I told them they had to have a purpose and they had to prove something last night. They had to go out and run the floor and run an offense and play good defense like I know they could. We did a really nice job of pushing the ball early in transition and finding that open person. Kaylee Thompson had a double-double. She had 10 rebounds, 22 points. Canyon was one rebound away from a double-double, 26 points, 9 rebounds. Kaylee Thompson also had 6 assists, which really helps. When we share the ball and move it in our offense, we do really, really good things. But defensively, we have a lot to work on. And we're going to work on that this coming week. We have a little bit of practice time since it's boys tournament week, and I hope to get that ironed out a little more so I feel confident in our defense.
Yeah, coming up in a couple days worth of practice time, Jefferson County North coming up this week on Friday. Take us through the matchup there, and what kind of ball game do you ultimately expect?
I expect them to try to slow it down, pack it in. They run a 2-3, and they really sink in the paint, a lot similar to how ACC guarded us, which in turn led to us taking bad shots on the perimeter. But I've really been focusing on pounding the ball inside and reversing and cutting. I think our guards get stagnant when we play zone, so that's really been the focus the next couple of days, and I look forward to a good game against JCN on Friday.
Madison Massey, there it is, Jackson Heights girls basketball coach, coming off a big win over Oskaloosa on Tuesday night. Team sitting at 7-1 overall, still a top three ranking this week in Class 2A with JCN on the schedule coming up on Friday. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.